Today on Vox Talks, the soundtrack of a pandemic. Welcome to Vox Talks from the Center for Economic Policy Research. My name is Tim Phillips. Well, it's a musical Vox Talks this week. What music have we been listening to during lockdown? And did COVID-19 change our musical tastes? Timothy Young of KU Leuven has analysed 17 trillion plays of songs on Spotify, and it seems the crisis has made us nostalgic. He recently published the results of his research in COVID economics, and he joins me today. Timothy, welcome to Vox Talks.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Does a crisis usually tend to change our consumption habits?
Yes, it is for sure. A very well-known example is that women tend to buy more beauty products during recessions. We call it a lipstick effect. A crisis changes many things at once. Our income, our choice set, our firm's behaviors, and even our government's policies. Our consumption also depends on our needs. In this case, psychological needs.
So what inspired you to investigate nostalgia for music in particular?
Well, the idea came from my own personal experience. I had been in Belgium during the lockdown. I was so bored and listened to my favorite British bands of the 90s. Radiohead, Pulp, Blur. And if you go to the YouTube and you check the comments of many old songs, you often see people saying that who else is listening to this song to combat COVID. One day I chat with my friends. I told them I should dig deep into the data and then write an academic article out of it. Luckily, the data showed me that I'm not wrong.
And you found yourself listening to songs that you've been nostalgic about.
Yeah, absolutely. In the beginning, perhaps I was a bit sad. I prefer some sad songs by Radiohead. But towards the summer, I prefer more upbeat song by Pulp, Blur, which was introduced to me by one of my very good friends many years ago. It reminds me the good old days when I was in the high school. My favorite is Disco 2000 by Pulp, which was released in 1995. There's a line, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Perhaps we have some people we want to meet, but we could not. So let's be positive and wait until the pandemic is gone.
You've got great taste in music, if you don't mind me saying. So I've found a clip of the song for you so people can hear what you've been listening to. Now, Timothy, I was reading your paper and I was thinking, is this right? Is this really happening? And so I did an experiment for myself. I went back to my Spotify playlist and looked at what I'd been listening to. And it turned out that one of the albums that I've listened to most over the summer is Marvin Gaye's 1971 album. So almost 50 years old, What's Going On? Mm. And that album was also released during a crisis. It was about the reactions to the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, worries about the environment, but like you say, a very hopeful spiritual record.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know
So we've got two data points in that case, but are we going to need a little bit more? I imagine you wanted to be a bit more rigorous than that. So let's have a look at the research. How do you define nostalgia?
I define a song as an old song if it was released more than 3 years ago. The main reason is that Spotify only released the daily top 200 songs. And hitting the top 200 is very difficult these days. Because right now there are so many new stars that we don't know. But if I further push the threshold back in time, we will not find many days with old song. That is the problem. That creates the problems for estimation. So that's why I set the threshold to 3 years. But I'm sure that to many young people, a song 3 years ago is sufficiently nostalgic.
I guess that it is. And which countries are you taking your data from? Because there are a huge number of songs played on Spotify, aren't there?
I picked the UK, Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, and Sweden. I should have expanded the list, but one big challenge is to manage the very large sample size. Moreover, I found that countries follow quite different patterns, and a panel analysis may not be very reasonable. I wanted to include the USA or Australia, but the problem is that the pandemic did not hit the nation evenly across space. Spotify can only show a national chart, but not a regional chart.
Mm.
So I cannot match the lockdown with music consumption easily. Despite the relative small sample of countries, I believe a more careful country-by-country analysis would make more sense in this context.
But with the data you have, what could it tell you about the change in our listening habits during the pandemic?
By a logistic regression, I showed that a user's choice between old songs and new songs was affected by the lockdown. The trend of music consumption in terms of nostalgia went up gradually after the lockdown.
Are you sure that this isn't just something that happens in summer every year? Because everywhere that you had data from, they were just coming into the summer when you started measuring it.
This is a very good question. I collected the data of the same week of 2019 and suppose that there were the same lockdown in 2019. I use it to explain the nostalgia level of music in 2019. I should find no results so as to support that the lockdown in 2020 did affect music preference. What I found is that while all six countries saw the trend going up after the lockdown, they showed quite different patterns in the same period of 2019. Some went down, some went up, but the break was before the supposed lockdown dates. Some did not show any significant change in the trend.
So is it the strength of the pandemic that you think is causing us to be nostalgic, or is it a more general anxiety around that?
If we define pandemic as the whole event, the virus and also anything induced by the pandemic, I would say yes. The pandemic triggered demand for nostalgia. But if we get closer, my result shows that lockdown has the biggest effect on the change in music preference than the variation in the infection rates. My interpretation is that lockdown has a very strong psychological impact on people, as it is very exceptional, drastic, that affects everybody. While the virus may not affect most of the people, for many, a day of 100 cases and a day of 1,000 cases may not be very different.
Now, I always ask interviewees if there's some policy implication from research. If I made you policymaker for a day, what would you do? Now, are there any from this, or is it just a bit of fun?
Although the project began with a not so serious idea, but I do think we should take note of this research. Psychology and medical research have already shown that sadness predicts nostalgia, and nostalgia has some healing effects. I would suggest care centers, perhaps some parts of hospitals, stores, any areas where music could be played publicly, could play some happy, positive, nostalgic songs. It would be a very low-cost remedy against the adverse effects of the pandemic.
Well, I'm sure that a lot of people listening to this are thinking, I might want some happy, positive, nostalgic songs. And that's our recommendation. Maybe next time you're listening to the news, maybe listen to some nostalgic music instead. Timothy, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Put your hand on the computer.
So as They Might Be Giants are reminding you there, I really do sound like a DJ now, don't I? Put your hand on the computer, where you can download COVID Economics 44. And the title of the paper is Did the COVID-19 Pandemic Trigger Nostalgia? Evidence of Music Consumption on Spotify. And of course, that's on cepr.org. This has been a Vox Talk from the Centre for Economic Policy Research. We bring you the most innovative economic research every week, so subscribe to Vox Talks, you'll never miss an episode. And remember, there's always 10 years of Vox Talks at voxeu.org/vox-talks.